Lesson 8.4, page 64, exercise 1.
Hi, everyone. This is Tips with Tina. Our guest today is Andrew King, time-saving expert. Welcome, Andrew.
Thanks, Tina. I'm happy to be here.
So, my listeners are busy people, and they all want to know how they can save time. Do you have any helpful tips for them?
Absolutely. My first tip is a pretty simple one and will save you a few minutes here and there every day. That tip is, have a place for everything.
Do you mean like a place for your keys and a place for your coat?
Exactly. If your keys are always hanging on a hook or in a bowl by the front door, you won't waste time looking for them when you have to leave the house.
That's a great point. Sometimes I spend 15 minutes looking for my keys in the morning.
Think of what you could be doing with that 15 minutes. You could start a load of laundry, wash the dishes, pay some bills.
I never thought about it that way. What else can my listeners do to save time?
Well, this tip will save you a lot of time. Remember that you don't have to say yes to every invitation.
That's an interesting idea. I always feel like I have to say yes, unless I have other plans or an appointment. But if I say yes every time someone invites me to do something, I don't have any time for myself. I can't get my laundry done. I can't clean my house.
That's exactly right. And it's important to have time for yourself. You can refuse an invitation just because you have a lot of chores to do, or even if you simply need some time to relax.
Those are great tips, Andrew. I think they're going to save me and my listeners a lot of time.